Hey, what's up to the point, listeners? It's your boy, Chris. I'm excited to share with you a little piece of my drive into work every single day. I listen to a podcast called Motivation Daily by Motiversity. If you haven't heard of it, you got to look this one up. And I thought a unique thing I could do that I've not done ever on this podcast is share another podcast for you to listen to. But this is one that, you know, the podcast episodes are always really short, 10, 20, maybe 30 minutes or so. It just depends on the content. But this one in particular is one that I listen to that gets me really excited, jacked up. Again, I listen to this on my drive to work. I listen to it on flights. But this one was called True Alpha Mentality. And what's so cool about it is it's a bunch of clips from different people speaking at different events, like parts where they're just on it. So for instance, you know, in the business world, it's like there's some great clips from Gary Vee, David Goggins, Jocko Willink, Eric Thomas, if you ever heard E.T., like that dude jacks me up. And also from some of the different sports interviews with Kobe, you know, MJ, Tom Brady, Mike Tyson. So again, it's like a compilation of all these amazing speeches that these business and these sports professionals have given to different groups. And it just hits home. It just gets me jacked up. And this particular episode is one of my favorites from that podcast. And again, it's around having a true alpha mentality to set yourself apart. So enjoy this episode from Motiversity.
This is To The Point. A Rhino Experience. Voted one of the top home services marketing and operations podcasts. Cutting through the bullshit and getting to the point.
If you throw me to the wolves, I'll return, leading the pack. You see, a wolf is willing to leave its pack behind and find a new one. The time is now when we must adopt the wolf mentality. Be relentless, resilient. Never quit and never look back.
I know what it feels like to be fractured and falling into pieces. But you gotta silence the voices in your head that are telling you you need a shortcut, you need a cheat code. Eliminate the negative, self-sabotaging voices. Find a mirror and tell yourself, I got this today. I got this today. I'm going to make it. I'm going to create it. I'm going to build it. All I have is all I need. Resources may come and go. People may come and go. But I've got a vision, and I've got the provision, and I've got the determination and the discipline to hit my aims and to punch through my targets. Can you do this thing without attention? Can you do this thing without public affirmation? Can you do this thing without people telling you that you are everything to them? Without people applauding you and saying you're great, you're awesome, oh, you're amazing? Can you do this thing alone? Can you be your own cheerleader for a moment? Can you be your own hype man for a moment? Can you tell you, I'm good enough, I got this, that all I have is all I need? I believe in friendships and partnerships and collaboration and counsel and advice, but there are some things in life you are going to have to do alone. There are some arenas you're going to have to show up in, and nobody is coming. Nobody's coming to save you. Nobody's coming to help you. Nobody's coming to show you a shortcut. You got to figure this out on your own.
Out of the 100 men that go into war, 10 shouldn't even fucking be there. 80 of them are just targets. 9 do most of the fighting. 1 is a warrior.
And bodybuilding initially made me have to look at who I am as an individual. Do I want to do the training? Okay, fine, I can train. But do I really want to diet? Do I really want to give up time with friends? Do I want to be misunderstood?
All humans are not created equal. Some people just have a beautiful hand of cards.
Yes.
That guy's got 4 aces and he puts them right in your face. Boom!
I know if I bet on myself, I know I can dictate everything. I run everything. I'm the boss.
Take 10 seconds to get it again, Beast. Get it, baby. Come on. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Energy. Let it out. 7, 8, 9, 10. The machine here. There you go. Nobody works like David in this house. 13. Come on. 14. Come on. 15. Shut that muscle down. 16. Come on. Get it. 17. See it. Good. 22.
Who's going to carry the boats and the logs?
That's not all you have. There's more left in you. I know you're tired. I know you're weary. I know you've been brought to tears. All the blood, all the sweat, all the sacrifice, all of the suffering. I know you want to quit right now, but this is not the time to let go. This is not the time to doubt. This is not the time to quit. Keep going. Use it to your advantage.
You got to put yourself in that cage. When you're in that cage, you are that character. And when you leave there, it's something completely different. But when I'm in that cage, bro, don't touch me. Don't talk to me. Leave me alone.
Let weakness know that it is not welcome in your house. Go get it. Go get it now. And give it everything you got. Be productive. Be powerful. And from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business.
No, this is real. You need to love pain.
It gets harder for anybody that's living and breathing. So no matter what you do, you gotta keep moving forward. Strong in the trenches.
You don't know where you're going. You're lost. You know what I mean? You have no direction. So for me, I felt like both of them together, when you have the vision and you're able to manifest, but then you also put the work in, magic happens, man. Magic. That's where the magic is. But a lot of people never get there, unfortunately. A lot of people, we're blessed that we can dream.
Right? I got to get stronger. I got to train differently. The weight training program that I'm doing, I got to tailor it for an 82-game season so that when the playoffs come around, my legs are stronger and that ball gets there. So I look at it with rationale and say, okay, well, the reason why I shot air balls is because my legs aren't there. I go, well, next year they'll be there. That was it.
Done.
Come on, where are your values behind the scenes? What do your habits look like behind the scenes? Come on, what kind of work are you putting in behind the scenes? Come on, drop down and give me 50. Come on, write it again. Come on, believe it again. Come on, sing again, record the song again. Come on, I'm talking to that athlete. I'm talking to that musician. Come on, who are you out there? When you are committed, you give everything you have. Every single day, you are either losing ground or gaining ground. The choice is yours. This time, make it personal.
You are always going to have somebody that does not agree with you, that's watching you, that's hoping that you crash and burn. There's no need to say anything about them. Just do what you've been called to do. Stick to the plan. Pray for them and keep it moving.
Don't pray for me. You pray for my enemies because they're the ones who need it the most. My enemies aren't willing to do what it takes and they wonder why I'm ahead. I'm ahead because I have the consistency. And my enemies aren't built like that, my friend. So you pray for my enemies.
Let them talk about you. Let them drag your name through the mud. Let them lie. Let them try to put a black eye on your reputation. And you keep giving, and you keep pouring, and you keep believing, and you keep pushing. I don't care what they say. Eventually, your enemy will become your footstool.
Pray for your enemies. Probably sometimes more than you pray for yourself.
Because my enemies don't understand. They don't understand the grind. They don't understand the hustle. They don't understand coming back from adversity to come out on top, my friend.
But they don't know the pain that we went through to make it through. I pray for my enemies and any man that stand against me.
I pray for my enemies. I pray for everybody that want me to quit, everybody that want me to throw in the towel, everybody that believes the dream is too big to be fulfilled, that the destiny is impossible. But I'm possible, and I pray for you.
Because my enemies would rather sleep than grind. My enemies would rather lay down than get up and fight. My enemies would rather talk junk for the rest of their life and look at me like I'm crazy, because they don't understand the work. They don't understand the grind, my friend. So you pray for my enemies.
In home services, speed to lead is everything. Chirp stands out by transforming your communication strategy. With Chirp, accelerate your lead response time with instant SMS text messaging, email, and ringless voicemail automation. Chirp's cutting-edge technology ensures you're the first and the most persistent, helping you close more deals than ever. But that's not all. Say goodbye to missed opportunities with Chirp's incredible follow-up system. Keep your leads engaged and moving smoothly through your sales funnel without lifting a finger. And with Chirp's deep integrations with top CRMs like ServiceTitan, HouseCall Pro, and Jobber, you can launch laser-targeted campaigns to connect with the exact right leads at the exact right time. Automation creates efficiency. Efficiency unlocks scalability. With Chirp, you can automate speed to lead, estimate follow-ups, rehash, abandoned call follow-ups, canceled job follow-ups, review requests, outbounding to your list, annual reminders, membership expiration follow-ups, and so much more. So stop chasing leads. Capture them. Connect faster and close more deals with Chirp. Contact Chirp today and elevate your communication game.
I pity the man that want me to lose. I can't. I've come too far. Don't let them get in your head. Haters and naysayers and enemies are always going to try to get in your head and puncture your progress and fight you tooth and nail, trying to get you not to believe in this great vision, this dream. Enemies are a part of life. Enemies are inevitable. As sure as the sun is in the sky, you will always face opposition. You will always face some type of an obstacle. You will always face somebody in your space attempting to discourage you and stop you from what it is that you believe you've been assigned to do. It is inevitable. Oftentimes, many of us never discover what we're made of until we cross paths with someone who tells us we're nothing. They want to see you snap.
You pray for my enemies because they're the ones who need it the most. I'm already ahead and I'm powered by God, but my enemies won't understand that. My enemies will never understand what it takes to come out victorious, because they'd rather make excuses and blame other people instead of taking accountability in themselves, my friend. Because while I'm running in the cold, forbidden rain, you know what my enemies are doing? My enemies are sleeping. My enemies are bathing in jealousy. My enemies are living in envy, because they don't have the consistency. They don't have the dedication to get up every single day and make it happen, my friend. So you pray for my enemies, because my enemies are the ones who need it the most.
I pray for my enemies. But a man that told me I'd never be nothing. Told me I'd die in them projects, be a drug dealer like my father, steal dope like my family. I pray for my enemies. They told me that I could never go to college. They told me I could never educate myself. But I realized I was greater than that. They would rather see you die than be put what you were born to be. I remember the night I got the phone call and they told me that my mother was gone. I also remember the night I got the phone call and I realized my father was gone. That was the night my enemies rejoiced. That was the night they thought I was finished. But I was just getting started. The enemy hates you. But if they hate us, and we love them, eventually, they'll bow down. I pray for my enemies.
There's always going to be somebody that tells you that you are not enough, that you don't measure up, that you don't have the right connections, that you're not smart enough, that you don't have the work ethic, that you don't have the wisdom, the understanding. You can't allow the naysayers, the onlookers, the haters, the enemies to see you sweat. I just need somebody that's out there to hear me. When you are surrounded by people trying to discourage you from accomplishing a thing, it is possible to silence the crowd, to silence the doubters, to silence the people that said you're finished, that said you're done. It is possible to silence them and prove them all wrong. Stay the course, no matter the cost. Pay the price to stay focused.
What you gotta understand, ladies and gentlemen, is people wanna see you quit. It's gonna be people in your family, people in your workspace, people at your school. It's gonna be people all over the world that just hate you because you're you.
You know, they say new levels, new devils. That saying is a quote that illustrates a reality. That at the door of every opportunity is an enemy, an adversary. There will be adversity. Just because the door's been opened doesn't mean that everybody's going to want you to walk through it.
Because my enemies don't understand. They don't understand the grind. They don't understand the hustle. They don't understand coming back from adversity to come out on top, my friend.
You don't have to be one who was born freakishly talented to accomplish something. If you are facing an enemy right now, if you are facing an insurmountable feat, if you are facing anything big, it is because you are at the precipice of the greatest blessing and the greatest promotion of your life. You have a destiny to fulfill. You have an assignment that you have to walk in. You have no time to pour energy into conversations about people who don't believe in you. Pray for your enemies. The people that do not want to see you win. The people that want to see you suffer in silence. The people that want you depressed. The people that want you to quit. The people that want you to throw in the towel. It is a beautiful thing to keep going, to persevere, to triumph right in the midst of adversity, but not just to prove them wrong, to prove yourself wrong. Pray for your enemies, but whatever you do, do not stop.
I'm scared to death. I'm totally afraid. I'm afraid of everything. I'm afraid of losing. I'm afraid of being humiliated. But I'm totally confident. The closer I get to the ring, the more confidence I get. The closer, the more confidence I get. The closer, the more confidence I get. All during my training, I've been afraid of this man. I thought this man might be capable of beating me. I've dreamed of him beating me. But I always stayed afraid of him. But the closer I get to the ring, I'm more confident. Once I'm in the ring, I'm a god. No one could beat me.
Thank you. That's all I needed. That's all I needed for him to do that. And it became personal with me.
For me, anger was good. Anger was good because it was motivating. The more I could create an enemy, the more I wanted to go out and kill those guys.
Today I'm gonna f***ing kill your dreams. I wanna kill your dreams.
Like I told him, I'm the lion. I'm the king of the jungle. And come February 27, I'm gonna rip his head off his body.
You don't go in here blindly. You go in here with a f***ing purpose. Mentally believing it, like Muhammad Ali. He called himself the greatest fighter before he ever won something. He believed it.
All of you chumps are gonna bow when I whoop him. All of you. I know you got him. I know you got him picked. But the man's in trouble. I'm gonna show you how great I am.
But I didn't listen to those losers. I didn't listen to them at all. Because that's exactly the way it was in politics again, when everyone said no, 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 and it can't be done. And then became governor of California. And this is with everything like that. This is just the reality of it, is that you cannot listen to the naysayers. So this is a very important lesson for all of you. So when someone says no, this is a stupid idea, you in your mind, you don't have to say it, but in your mind just say this, oh, fuck you. You're an asshole. What do you know?
But you have not sacrificed. You have not suffered. You are not committed. When you are committed, you give everything you have. Every single week, every single day, every single hour, every single minute, 720 hours a month. You are beating on your craft.
An undying will, commitment, the effort. Even you get knocked down, you get back up, you get back up, you get back up, and you continue to throw shit against the wall because you believe in the purpose, you find value in.
Day in and day out, you got to keep on thriving, you got to keep on working. And if you get knocked down, so what? Rise up!
That's the great divide. Those people who get up on those days when everything's f***ed up and still grind, that's the separator right there.
Game on the line. Who would take the last shot?
Me.
That's a dumb question.
Me.
When it's beast time, when it's war time, you got to get up and make it happen.
You feel great. Your body's not injured. Those are the easy days to come. But who are you on those f***ing days when all hell's broke loose? Your body's f***ed up. You're sore. You're depressed. You're miserable. You're not the favorite person at school. You might be getting bullied. You might be falling behind in life. Who are you on those days when s*** all f***ed up?
You made it about your girlfriend last time. You made it about your boyfriend last time. You made it about your kids last time. And your kids started acting up and then you let the dream go. It's gotta start with you and God first. Listen, God put a gift inside of everybody and it's our responsibility to release it to the world.
There were times back when I was backstage and I see a mirror, I turn my head, you know, when I walk past it. Because I didn't want to know how I looked. Because I was never in it to look a certain way, you know. I was in it to be good and to be great. The way I looked back then, you know, that was all good and great, but I wasn't in it to look a certain way. I was in it to be great.
Let me tell you something, my friend. Because of your downfall, will be because of you. Nobody else but you. You keep looking around, trying to place blame on things, people, everything else, instead of looking in the mirror at oneself and looking at who caused this in the first place. You close the door on yourself because you are afraid to look within yourself and see who did it, my friend. You are the one, but you have the key to unlock that door and become something more.
They lost the fight before they even got hit. Most guys
I knew the artist skullduggery. These guys, I knew how to beat these guys psychologically before I even got in the ring with them.
What it really comes down to is people just don't want it bad enough. Because I've seen countless examples of people that will say they don't have time, that say they don't know how, but when something becomes important enough for them, they figure it out.
I walk around the ring, but I never take my eyes off my opponent. I keep my eyes on him, even if he's ready and pumping, he can't wait to get his hands on me as well. I keep my eyes on him. Then once I see a chink in his arm, boom, one of his eyes may move, and then I know I have him.
Because coming back from a martial arts background, I understood I could learn from anyone. It could be the guy in the gym next door to me that's training, and I would steal different parts from everyone. And if it fits me, I take this part from this part from that guy.
It ain't nothing like having your hard work pay off. Because, you know, when I put myself to a task of doing something, I go all out.
Recognize that if you're living, if you're breathing, then you got work to do. And if you fall down, get back up. If you quit, you're done. Because you can't go back. And you definitely shouldn't be trying to start over. Start up with the right mindset and get it done. Don't you quit. You fight. You push. You work.
When the sun comes up, you got all the books, you got all the tapes, you got all the access. Now it's time to hunt. And what separates you from everybody else is that when it's time to hunt, you're ready to hunt.
During the fight, I'm supremely confident. I'm moving my head, he's throwing punches. I'm making the miss and I'm countering. I'm hitting him to the body, I'm punching real hard. And I'm punching, and when I'm punching him, I know he's not able to take my punches. One, two, three punches. I'm throwing him punches and bunches. He goes down, he's out. I'm victorious. Mike Tyson, greatest fighter that ever lived.
Every time I go in that game and come out, I got a new scratch. It became personal with me.
Sorry for the interruption. To the point, listeners, have you heard of Rilla? Are you using Rilla yet? If not, are you for Rilla? See what I did there? Rilla is the leading speech analytics software for the trades. It is on a mission to bring physical ride-alongs to an end. You can coach your reps with virtual ride-alongs now. They're 100 times better, faster, and much more efficient than the physical ones. All you got to do is use the killer Rilla. That's R-I-L-L-A, Rilla.
Don't you dare look down on yourself. Well, everybody's going to think I'm this. Everybody's going to think I'm that. Let them think. Let them wonder. But they'll never be able to stand with you. They'll never be able to stand next to you. Don't be ashamed to be different. Don't be ashamed to walk a path no one has ever walked before.
If you're going to choose this path, it will require suffering. It's not going to be easy every day.
All that matters right now is what you believe within yourself.
I don't care what anybody says. I visualize myself driving what I've been called to drive, living where I've been called to live, getting my family up out of the hood. I visualize myself. My family won't have to struggle. If I'm going to eat, everybody going to eat. If I'm going to win, everybody going to win.
This is the time for you to realize who you are inside. That blood that flows through your veins, that's who you are. There's no weakness there. There's nothing that's holding you back but yourself. But the madness, you got to stay with it.
And sometimes I've got to amputate some people out of my life because they don't understand. Because they don't understand what I'm doing and why I'm doing it and how I'm doing it. And it's draining me to keep explaining to them why I'm doing what I'm doing. Some people are never going to get it until you lift the trophy in the air. Some people are never going to get it until you lift the diploma in the air. Some people are never going to get it until you win. Then they're going to ask you, how did you do it? I did it when you thought I was crazy. I did it when you thought I should have quit. I did it when you thought I should have got more sleep. When you thought I should have went on vacation. I was willing to look crazy. I was willing to look foolish. I was willing to look like I wasn't going down the right path.
So if someone thinks that you're a little out of control, no, they're out of control. You ain't control because they can't control you. No one has that power over you unless you give it to them. Stop buying into the nonsense that's out there today. Start trusting in yourself today. Because this is not the time to look down. This is the time to get up. This is the time to show up.
Who you are right now has gotten you as far as you're going to get. And so whatever it is that you're going after, you got to become another person to get there. It's the people that are willing to look foolish in front of everybody to accomplish that one thing. It's the crazies that make history. If you're going to accomplish something great, sacrifice will be required. There will be a measure of suffering. You're going to look foolish. You're going to look like the guy who's lost his mind. Then there are going to be seasons and chapters and moments in your life where nobody is going to understand why you're not sleeping like everybody else. What I've done has gotten me where I am. And if I'm going to accomplish more, and if I'm going to do more and see more and become more, I must give my all to this. But there are some goals in life that if I'm going to hit, if I'm going to have an aim, and I'm going to punch through, that I've got to be willing to look crazy. I've got to be willing to look foolish.
You can't be what you think you are if you're not willing to go through the storm. You can't be strong if you never tasted weakness. There will be many people out there that will look down on you. They will literally think that you have lost your mind. Why? Because you're dedicated? Because you're driven? Because you refuse to sleep on your destiny, on your dreams, on your ideas? So many people would rather just sit back on the sidelines and wait. But not you.
You're going to look crazy to some people. Because you are pursuing the dream that you believe that you've been destined to accomplish in life. This is where we look a little crazy. This is where the madness begins when I get to the business of getting it done. Because I'm working at this thing so hard and I look mad and crazy and nobody believes and everyone's calling me to quit. That's when I keep going. That's when I keep emailing. That's when I keep pushing. That's when the grind gets real good. There was a fighter that once said, I don't start counting my push-ups until it hurts. I'll look mad if I have to. I'll look crazy if I have to. To many, it will seem as though I've lost my mind, but it is right at that point where I shock the world. And I'm gonna give it everything I have. I'm the man that decided to start unknown and finish unforgettable.
For most of us, nobody's gonna feed us. You gotta feed yourself. You wanna lose the weight? You wanna reach your target, your aim? You gotta put the work in. You gotta feed yourself the food that is required to power the body that you want. It's not about trying to be a Lone Ranger more than it is about taking responsibility and prioritizing yourself first. There are some things in life nobody's gonna show up. It's all on you. I need you to find a mirror right now and tell yourself, it's all on me. It's all on me. This one is all on me. When I go get this degree, ultimately, I gotta go get this degree. When I go get this certification, ultimately, I got to get this certification. I've got to finish strong. I've got to condition myself. I've got to go get the education. I've got to get out of bed. I've got to go to the gym. I gotta eat clean. Nobody's gonna feed me. I gotta feed myself. If you're listening to me right now in the gym, on your walk, on your run, you're lifting, you're building, you're creating, you're imagining something, I just need you to push, and I need you to believe that you don't need the spider, that you don't need the training wheels, that it is your time, that it is your turn, and you no longer need help, you no longer need assistance in this area of your life. Push like you have never pushed before. Give it everything you have, because that spotter is not going to be there for you for the rest of your life. If you want to grow 1 millimeter more, if you want to push, just push a little harder. Everybody wants to grow a little bit taller, so we got to push a little bit harder. Life is lived on levels, and I can't bring my spotter with me. The spotter cannot walk with you all of your life. At some point, you got to say, I got this. I got this. Push!
Look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, I got this. I got this. If I have to do it alone, I will. Because to fulfill this vision, to fulfill my destiny, ultimately, I am depending on the God that put the dream in my heart and myself. With tears in your eyes, with broken hands and a heavy heart, if nobody is there and you are in a room by yourself, start alone, but get started. Help is coming, but everything rises and falls on you.
Oftentimes, the people that you wanted in your life will reject you, and that rejection is protection. It is a blessing, because it's the same people that rejected you that will need you and that will rely on you.
Come on, how many people have you tried to help and you were bleeding, battered, and broken? How many times have you called for help and the help was toxic? Come on, how many times have you asked for advice and the advice brought more adversity? Take responsibility for yourself. Take control of your life. I need you to understand your worth and stop playing the blame game. Because 9 times out of 10, the people that hurt you, you brought them into your life. And so you got to reflect over the past. You have to acknowledge the present. And you have to cast vision for your future. And take accountability. And kill the self-condemnation. Stop tearing yourself down on the inside. Stop saying one thing, thinking another, and acting in a whole nother way. How you think is how you talk, and how you talk must be how you behave. Because your thoughts will determine your behavior, and your behavior determines your future. And so everything's got to line up. And so you need an alignment, an internal alignment. I can't align you. You got to make a decision to align yourself. You can hear a speech and make a decision, but every day you have to make that decision. That decision has to evolve into discipline. And discipline turns into mastery, and mastery builds momentum. You're not going to always get it right, but you got to keep going. When you start alone, you possess a power that few can handle.